And hello there. Welcome to another edition of Hey Really Excited as we move into at least some semblance of a routine here this summer. It's always tough in the summer, right? You're making trips, you're in and out of the office. We're not making excuses, though. We're making moves here at Hey Really Excited. Ralph Iaversa is my name. I am a TV and radio host, if you're just finding us and or just finding me. I'm at Ralph Iaversa, R-E-L-P-H-I-E-A-V as in Victor, E-R-S-A. I've had to do that maybe once or twice on most of the social outlets. And this podcast can be found at H-R-E Podcast or / HRE Podcast. We're also housed over at RalphieAversa.com as well. Thanks so much for finding us. Leona Lewis is our guest this week. We'll chat about and with her in just a little bit. As I mentioned, it's been a busy summer. I've already been, I guess I've made more trips than normal for this time of year. Usually summer, you know, we have our spring ratings period with radio, and I never take any time off during that. And that goes through like the end of June. And then July comes around, and really the only time I take off in July is to go home to visit my mom for her church's picnic, which I talked about in the last podcast. And that was a great time, by the way. I had so much fun home. I've already made a few trips, though, out of the city over the past few weeks. 4th of July weekend, I was in Scranton, where my radio show also airs, to see Fall Out Boy and Wiz Khalifa on the Boys' Summer Tour. I had an amazing time that weekend in Scranton. A lot of good friends, good times. Fall Out Boy and Wiz were both amazing as well. Got a trip into Wegmans, which was, I mean, I love Wegmans is a supermarket, mostly upstate New York, western New York, central New York. But there's a few places. There's actually, you know, people are making a big deal because there's a Wegmans opening here in Brooklyn. There's a Wegmans in central Jersey right now. And from my apartment in the Upper West Side, it's actually more convenient to go to that central Jersey one than the Brooklyn one once that opens, which, by the way, it's not opening for a while anyways. I think like 2017 maybe they were saying. So it's a ways away unless they push it up, but they probably won't. So got the Wegmans trip in, though, when I went to Scranton. And then did go home, as I mentioned, for my mom's church's picnic. Got to see a lot of people while I was home. Got some really great solid hang time with my dad, which was so fun. The first night that we hung out, we went to the, so my dad's retired, but he has like a part-time job basically at this hotel in downtown Niagara Falls. He's like front desk concierge. It's like the perfect job for him. Like he kind of likes doing it just to keep him busy, keep him out of my mom's crosshairs. So my dad does that. So we go to the hotel that my dad's at because there's also a bar and restaurant. We go there when my dad's done working, and my dad and I had a bunch of drinks, and my buddy Lenny, who also works at the bar and restaurant, he was there. So I got to see him, which was awesome. Then we went out to eat afterwards, like 2-3 in the morning. My dad and I went to Three Sisters Cafe, which is like this diner type 24 hours deal that is in the Seneca Niagara Casino. Went there. My dad got this big burger. I got breakfast. It was awesome. The next night, I hang out with some friends from high school. And by the way, you know the conversation has totally changed when, you know, I'm sitting there with like a bunch of friends from high school. Actually, most of these kids I've known since grade school. And like, I'm the only one at this point that's not engaged and or married and or has kids. Our friend Christina, whose house we were at, she's actually got two kids now. And like the conversation at the dinner table is about like baby poop being mustard colored. And I'm just sitting there like on Instagram, my phone, like, yep. Can't relate to this at all. Love my friends, though. Christina was a great host. Had a really great time. Ate so much while I was home. So much good food, though, to be eaten, including at my mom's church's picnic. But anyway, so that second night, I'm at my friend Christina's house, and my dad texts me. He's like, hey, come by Stadium Grill, which is a bar in Niagara Falls that he frequents, and the Yankees were on. So, like, how often am I home, and my dad's out, and we could go have drinks at a bar together and watch the Yankees? It was great. Our cousin, Mike Hooper, ends up coming out. He's like more my dad's age. A lot of people say him and my dad look alike because they do. So it was Hoop, me, my dad, the guy that owns the bar, Ron DeFazio. We're all sitting there. I mean, Ron wasn't drinking, but obviously, you know, because he's serving us. But we're all sitting there drinking, having a good time. Got some like bags of chips at the bar. Very like Niagara Falls, like small town thing to do. And watched the game. I think the Yankees won. And then our cousin Mike's like, come on, hop in my car. We'll go to Honey's, which is this place in town of Niagara. We'll get some pizza and wings. So I got my pizza and wing fix on. Like I said, ate a lot while I was home. But it's just a great night. Like so much, like awesome hang time with the dad, though. That was fun. And by the way, we're driving around in Hooper's car, 55 Bel Air. Ridiculous. So much fun. And then I've actually been back to Scranton. We did the Scranton thing. That was the same weekend I did Urban Mutter, which was last weekend, which was a great success. Raised over $500 from Make-A-Wish. Completed the course in under 45 minutes. Awesome. Thank you so much for your donations. Big thanks to everybody at Urban Mutter. And most importantly, thank you to the people at Make-A-Wish for the amazing things that they do. Was back in Scranton last weekend. Had another good time. You know, closed down the Glider Diner in downtown Scranton with some friends there late night. And yeah, it was fun. Stayed till Monday morning. Came back and... then later this week, interviewed Leona Lewis. Been a minute since we've heard from Leona Lewis. Obviously, you remember Leona from the huge smash hit Bleeding Love. She's only been on Ralphie Tonight one other time. It was a few years ago. She called into the show because she was promoting a Christmas album, and she had a Christmas single as well. Leona is from the UK. I believe she grew up right in London, but her well, I'm not going to give this all away. We actually talk about where she grew up and where she spent her weekends during the interview. But before we get to all that, Leona obviously making the radio rounds because she's on a new record label and she has a new album coming out September 11th, I Am. The second single from that album is Thunder, and Leona was kind enough to perform that acoustic for us here inside the studios at 95.5 PLJ. And for Ralphie Tonight, Race Taylor was also with me for this interview. You'll hear from him also shortly. But first, let's get to Leona Lewis, an awesome rendition of the second single, first in the States, from her forthcoming album, I Am. Here's Leona and Thunder on Hey, Really Excited.
Thank you. First it was heaven, everything roses and fire. You and I were golden. Now it's Armageddon, and I woke up like a fighter, building up a legion. You were rising like a star, reigning like a king, while I was waiting in the wings. I would miss out, scared that I would shine without you, so you held me down, down. But this voice was getting loud, and it just wouldn't give in, 'cause I was made to say, and I won't wait any longer. When you let me down, some things to start, some have to end. With an empty heart, I am free again. For some things to start, some have to end. And I won't wait any longer. When you let me down, I got stronger. If you weren't about the lightning, out of the horizon, thunder.
Leona Lewis and Thunder. I love when artists come by to perform. I love when they sound good. I love when just everything, you know, from start to finish, like they get in, they're on time, the setup goes okay, the sound check goes okay, the performance is great, everything records all right, and then we have that performance for you to give to you. So big thank you to Leona and Island Records, her new home, right? Is she on Island now? Yeah. Not Def Jam. I get confused because like Island and Def Jam, they split and there's like two separate crews. But I think, yeah, she's with, she's with Def Jam now here in the States. It's also weird because Leona signed her deal overseas and then on the U.S. side, it translates to something different. Anyways, Leona was with Sony. She was with Simon Cowell and Psycho Entertainment. She was an X Factor winner. And then about less than a year ago, she left all of that and signed a new deal and had been working on this album for a while and is now going to release this album. That's one of the things we chat about with Leona. A couple of things about the interview. It's different, first of all, in the sense that I do the interview with a coworker. You'll hear from Race Taylor, who has been on 95.5 PLJ, a legend on the 95.5 PLJ. He's been in New York a long time. I love Race. Race is one of those guys, first of all, he's got an amazing voice, and he's not like putting on an act or a show, like he just has an amazing voice, A. B, he's one of those guys that like you cannot help but just love. Nobody has a bad thing to say about Race Taylor. Everybody loves Race Taylor. He's like, he's got good like Midwestern values, but he's been in the city forever. He's been around the block. He's just like a great, like, you're never going to have a bad conversation with the guy. He's always got like something insightful to say, and not even so much like tell you, because like you're having a conversation with him and he never like speaks at you. Like he's a really great guy. He's a breath of fresh air, not just for this city and for this area, but for this industry as well. And I've been fortunate enough to call him a coworker and a colleague and a friend for the almost 3 years that I've been in New York here at New York's 95.5 PLJ. So really cool. I got to do the interview with Race. We kind of tag teamed it. We've done this before, by the way, not setting any precedent here. Never done it with an artist in studio, but we did do it once. Actually, coincidentally enough, it was a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it was when Katy Perry released Roar, and for some reason, the record label did not bring Katy Perry by the studio, but they did put her on the phone for us, and so, you know, we only got 10 or 15 minutes, and so instead of splitting it up, Race and I just did the interview, and it went really well. Like, we just had good chemistry, and nobody stepped on one another, and we respected each other's space. We obviously had our own list of questions. We didn't even go over the questions ahead of time, by the way. We didn't for that interview. We did not for this interview either. So Race and I worked very well together. And what's also funny, why I said coincidentally enough, is because that Katy Perry interview, what happened was I was in Scranton that weekend visiting my buddy Danny, having a good time. I was getting ready to watch like either The Newsroom or Boardwalk Empire or something. It was a Sunday night and we're getting ready to like cook this big meal. And I get a call from John Fox, who was our program director. He's still with the station. And immediately I'm like, program director calling me on a Sunday night. This is, something's up. Something's urgent. So I think I missed this call, but I called him back. He told me to explain the deal with Katy. But he's like, yo, if you're out of town, don't worry about it. And like, yo, like, I'm of the mindset, I want to be that guy. I want to be the guy that gets the football. I want to be the guy, the go-to guy, the guy that has gone to in the clutch. Not to say that Race isn't that guy and or can't be that guy, you know, but I want to be that guy as well. And so John was really cool about it. He was like, listen, don't rush back. If you're in Scranton, you're in Scranton. I'm sure we'll get another chance to talk with her. And we did end up, I ended up speaking with her, I think, in person at the American Music Awards a few months after that. But again, Roar was just coming out. I'm like, you know what? No, we got to do this. So thankfully caught a Sunday night bus out of Scranton and was here for Monday morning and we interviewed Katy. So thankfully I did not have to do all that for Leona though. I was rushing this past week to when Leona was here in the studio. It was also very hot outside. But we got here on time. Leona performed. And then Race and I chatted with Ms. Lewis. Now, I've never done this before, I think, with an interview. But instead of a proper intro, you're actually going to hear some audio from before the proper intro. Because I double-checked with Leona about something. And it will make more sense once the interview starts. But I just wanted to make sure, because record labels change sometimes, I wanted to make sure that her album, I Am, was coming out on September 11th. Why? You'll find out very shortly. Here's Leona's response to that question as you hear from Leona Lewis on Hey, Really Excited. You cut me open and I keep bleeding, keep bleeding love. I keep bleeding, I keep bleeding love. tell you how many times, I feel like especially now in this day and age, because that stuff gets changed so often, that I'll start, you know, I read it like from an official press release, even, not like Wikipedia, and like I start off the interview and immediately the artist is like, oh, actually it's not coming out then.
It gets changed around so much.
Unbelievable. All right, cool. Good to know it's still.
That's it. Well, these little doctor's office.
Little stethoscope. Oh, right. They're like custom made.
That's so cool.
You can't buy them.
There's no excuse for a bad hair day.
Right, exactly.
None whatsoever.
Yes. I like that you think about that.
You all set? Yep. All right, cool. Awesome. Here we go. Her new album, I Am, is coming out on September 11th. Really excited to have here at New York's 95.5 PLJ, Leona Lewis. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. So one of the interesting things I noticed about your album coming out on September 11th is the fact that it will come out a year and a week after you posted an open letter to your fans talking about a huge transition that you were making in your professional career, in your life. Do you look into that timing at all, like, and think like that kind of year marker is significant or no?
I didn't even know that. Like, that's the first time that that's crazy. I didn't even realize that it would be a year, but it wasn't planned like that. But I guess, naturally it just happened that the album was kind of done around then and it was time to release it.
What have things been like since September 4th, 2014?
It's been great. I have completed the album, obviously, now. But a lot of the stuff that I said in my letter, definitely a lot of those emotions went into the songs on the album. So in a way, it kind of, really landscaped the album out for me. And I was just kind of filling in the missing pieces.
Something else I found interesting about the letter. Let me ask you this first. Do you spend a lot of time in New York?
I have been here quite often,
Do you find that this is a city of extremes, that there are the highest of highs and the lowest of lows here? Because I'm living here, I've noticed that.
I find that sometimes people kind of walking around like are looking down or looking up and not really making a lot of connections with people. And that's the same in London as well. Sometimes when you're in a city, you can kind of get so lost in what you're doing and what's going on in your day that you kind of forget to just look around and maybe smile at someone or, you know, make a proper contact, a proper human interaction. So I find that gets lost in big cities sometimes. But also, I do thrive off of the energy of a city. So I feel like it's all about getting a good balance.
And exactly, how do you have that balance like in your life? Like, how do you keep that middle ground? Because that's, I think, one of the most difficult things that I find being here in the city.
Sure. Well, growing up in London, in the city, I would be in London in the week, and then on the weekends, my mom's from Wales, so we go to the countryside, and we had horses, and I would ride, and I've got horses now as well. So I find that for me, like, riding and being in nature is like so important for me to balance things out.
So hopefully Race will invite me to his house in the suburbs then on the weekends.
Absolutely.
And I can balance things out.
A tree.
I got a couple horses in the trailer in the driveway. Well, I'll ride. It'll
love
be awesome.
That. I'm there.
The great thing, by the way, is in the city, you can tell the New Yorkers are staring down at their phones and walking. The tourists are looking up at the magnitude of the buildings and everything else. But this letter that Ralphie mentioned had to be a little nerve-wracking. Was there any, I don't know if trepidation is the right word, were you afraid to put it out there at all? Because it was a gracious severing of ties, so to speak.
No, I felt like I needed to be very open and honest with a lot of my fans were like contacting me like, what's going on? Where's the music? Mm-hmm. Are you making a new album? And I didn't know what was happening because I had left my label. So I just wanted to put it out there and really just be very honest with people and tell them what was happening. So I didn't feel nervous about it. I just felt it was a natural thing to do.
In fact, this letter brought something back to you, because I believe there's a Diane Warren song that came exactly from your correspondence. Is that correct?
Yeah. I've known Diane for years, and obviously, you know, she's written the most hugest,
the biggest of the big songs.
So
Diane Warren songs.
Yeah, and she read the letter, and she got inspired by it, and that her song is the only song on the album that I didn't write, because obviously I was so honored that she would even write a song for me. So I recorded that, and that's one of the songs on there.
You Knew Me When?
Yes, that's what it's called.
The title alone, I think, pretty much says it
all. Exactly. Fantastic. It's a very powerful title.
Fantastic. So it all started with The X Factor in 2006. It's hard to believe that that time has passed since,
I know.
You know, this worldwide recognition.
Yeah.
For anyone who's heard you sing moments ago or followed your career, you really had like a formal Brit performing arts school education.
Mm-hmm.
What was a day like?
At the Brits.
Any given day when you're learning, when someone who is in their late teens, early 20s is really trying to hone their chops?
So I went to the Brits when I was 14, and I used to call it fame school because
right.
that's what it was like. Like, literally people were just like in the corridors writing songs or dancing, and it was a good school to go to. I learned a lot because we got to do recording technology. So mm-hmm. I worked with Pro Tools at like a really young age. And that's obviously helped me now going on and working in the studio. So I already know what I was doing. So yeah, it was a great foundation for sure.
Was there chorus singing? Like choir and an ensemble? Was there tunes? Was there songwriting? Was there recitals?
It was more because there's music and musical theatre, and I mm-hmm. majored in music. So it was a lot of composition. I play the piano. I'm semi okay at guitar. So I just, kind of honed in my skills, basically.
Got it.
Something that I find interesting about this whole timeline for this new album, I Am, is the fact that within a year, you left Psycho and Sony, you signed mm-hmm. with Island, and now you have this album completed.
Yeah.
Is it as easy as it maybe sounds to me right now?
I know. When you just say it like that, it's like, oh, easy.
Right, yeah.
Done. Put a little album out. But before that, I had gone out on my own and started creating the album. So I was making it, but not, I didn't know if I was going to get what label I was going to sign to or what was going to happen. So I just literally went out to make music for the sake of making music for no other reason. And the producer that I worked with was Toby Gad, and he just had written all of me. So that was like blowing up huge. And he wanted to, just write and make music. So I was very lucky.
About how long then have you been working on this particular project?
Almost 2 years.
And you said that you wrote everything except one song. But when you say that, do you mean you have a writing credit on everything except one song? Did you have any co-writes?
Yeah. So Toby and I did the whole album. And then there's a few songs on there that were written with other writers as well, like Anne Previn. We wrote a song called Thank You. Wayne Wilkins and Anne wrote a song called Ladders on there. But the whole overall album was Toby and myself.
Any features on any songs?
No, I think that for this album, it was so important to just kind of have it as my own thing because it was so personal. So collaborations in terms of Toby Gad and Egg White, producer-wise, but not artist-wise.
Your most personal album yet?
For sure, yeah. It's very personal.
Is it hard to take a story that is so personal because it pretty much cuts to the core to you as an artist and then have all of the songs have a universal feel so that someone else can feel the same empowerment or the same, driving force to be their own person, to do it their way?
I think, like, with all songs, like, from different songs that I love, artists will write it, but it won't necessarily be the perspective that I take on it. Like, I could take it as something completely different to what it's actually written about. And that's what I love about music. Like, it's so objective, and people can interpret it how they wish. So I had a girl come up to me the other day, and she thought my song was about something else, and I explained to her what it actually was about, and she's like, oh my god, that's so interesting to hear because I took it in a different way. But that's what I love about it. It's so universal, and you can take it how you want.
When you hear a personal song like that though on the radio, obviously you've experienced this before in your career, do those memories start flooding back, or does it take on a new meaning even for you?
Well, I used to kind of get a bit stuck in the moment that the song was written in, and now I just know that that was written for that moment and it lives in that moment. And so I don't really go back there, because sometimes songs that I've written are maybe when I've felt down or sad or hurt. And, you know, you don't want to re-experience those emotions again. But I respect what that was.
How do you put those emotions, though, in a compartment? Like, that seems very difficult.
It's not compartmentalizing it, but it's remembering that that was that moment. I'm very much about living in the present and living from now instead of trying to project myself into the future or into the past. I think it's important to be present.
Is Los Angeles home? Is that where you're spending most of your time?
London and LA. I kind of fly between both, and I recorded the album in LA and London.
Okay, got it. when you're traveling with tracks, are they on a like a separate hard drive and you just plug in someplace else and
they're just
pick
on
up
my computer? Really? Yeah, they're literally just on my computer.
Simple.
Yeah.
So that Pro Tools education back in college is
well, now it's like you can just do everything on this tiny computer. You don't need a studio. You don't need a big mixing desk. It's so crazy. Like I go to these studios now and the desks are just, it's like a museum almost.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah, like, do you use all of those buttons?
Right? A fraction of the size.
It's yeah, you need like this little thing here. Oh, technology.
We'll edit this part out so management
doesn't
hear.
Feel bad.
No, whatever. maybe this is something that they need to hear.
Maybe
actually,
it will like have a revival. Right. Everything comes back around.
Exactly.
So
that's true too. Yeah, I mean, retro's kind of in right now, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, look at my shirt. It looks like it was made like 30 years ago.
Right.
But you bought it yesterday.
You basically
spent the night on the floor beside the bed.
Yeah.
I have an interview.
You know Excellent. Me so well, right?
Exactly. I lived your life once. Totally. If you have a couple seconds before some more hard-hitting questions, just a few thoughts on some music that is not yours.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We kind of do this thing, especially since it's summer. We would like to know your thoughts on a Leona Lewis summer six-pack. We're going to ask you a question, and you tell us the song that resonates for you. Not your song, something else that's had an impact on your life. For instance, right now, your favorite workout song.
Do you know Major Lazer, Lean On?
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge right now here
I'm
in the
like,
States.
Oh, that's
all
my
right.
jam.
Yeah.
Makes you cry every time, just no like, matter where you are. Song number two.
Probably Give Me All Your Love by the Alabama Shakes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with Britney, so she's amazing.
Talk about a girl who can sing.
I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
First romantic dance song. Whether it was a school gymnasium or you by yourself at the end of a date, first song you remember.
You guys have like prom and stuff here. We didn't have that in the UK.
Right.
Like,
right.
We don't get that stuff. But I'm trying to think what. Oh my God, this is funny. Well, it's funny to me. When I was 10, I remember dancing to This Is So Weird, Gangster's Paradise. But
Come
like, at, like with like my little 10-year-old boyfriend, if you could call it at the time, it was very weird, and I don't know why we were like dancing like together as a couple, but to Gangster's Paradise. But it
we're
happened.
Running the gamut right now.
Yeah,
three very different songs so far.
I have a very
and that's a very interesting application
taste.
Of Gangster's Paradise
right?
as well.
I know.
Right.
It's
like
my wedding
my
song.
First slow dance was Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, right.
All right, your guilty pleasure song, something that you would listen to repeatedly that maybe you wouldn't tell everybody about.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I have one. I don't know. What's yours?
All right. Probably right now, anything from a Teen Beach movie, which is kids.
Oh,
with
okay.
choreography.
Okay.
Very Disney flavored. Don't ask me to dance. I can't
Okay.
dance.
Well, it's not guilty pleasure, but I do like Let It Go. Like,
nice.
You know, I hear my nephew singing it all the time.
Still?
He can't get over it. Like, and he's like the most boy. He loves like soccer and like just he's, always like beating me up and stuff. He's six. He's like not grown. But and then he'll come out and sing, Let It Go. And I'm like, wow, this is.
I love how you're across the pond too when you said soccer and not football. Thanks
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, I want, you know, translation.
Right. Just, good for you.
You know,
nice.
I was going to go with football.
Thank you.
Like that. Especially like, someone who's a hardcore fan of a specific.
Yeah, right.
Team.
You're like an Arsenal fan, right? Is that
I'm an
that?
Arsenal fan, yeah. I was like raised in Arsenal, so.
Got it.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not allowed to be anything.
We'll stop
else.
It at five and ask you one more. Song you love that was never a hit. It's like an album track. It's like something that you consider your own because the real world really didn't get to share in it as a huge hit level.
See Ya, Animal. It's a really good track on her album, but I doubt that it's going to be a single.
Excellent answers.
Yay.
I Am, again, out September 11th. Leona Lewis, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
What an absolute sweetheart. And do Race Taylor and I work together or what? Well, together or what? We should then maybe co-host a podcast together. Maybe we should co-host a radio show together. I don't know. Race Taylor. Race and Ralphie. It's got a ring to it, right? And it's like cool because as you even heard during our chat, like we both can have a conversation together and bring our own experiences to said conversation and not have to force to try to relate to each other. You know what I mean? And then we had a third person in that conversation, Leona. That's a more, there you go. I'm not trying to step on anyone's toes, but there, it's Race, Ralphie, and Leona in the morning coming to a city near you. Boom. Nailed it. Taping this on a Friday night here in the city. Our travels this year, or this summer, are going to continue. Trips planned to Houston to go see my buddy Roberto Clemente Jr. for his birthday party. A trip the next weekend after that to Atlanta to go see the Cumulus corporate offices. I've never been to Houston. I've never been to Atlanta. The Yankees are in Atlanta when I go down there. That's another reason why I'm going, to see the Yankees and Braves at Turner Field. That should be a fun time. Also, trips planned to Chicago end of September. May do something in Nash Vegas as well. We shall see. Going to get back home to Buffalo as well, Niagara Falls, Labor Day weekend. This weekend, where am I going, you asked? I'm going to Charlotte. Never been there either. Can't wait to try the barbecue and hang out. Should be a fun time. Big thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, I'm at Ralphie Aversa on Instagram and Twitter. We're at HRE Podcast. This has been another edition of Hey, Really Excited. Thanks so much for tuning in.